Joining us on the line today, we have ARC CEO Dr. Shadrack Moyipudi, who is going to speak to us a little bit more about a new collaboration between the Agricultural Research Council and a UK partner organization, the UKTI, also known as the UK Agri-Tech Organization. Welcome, Doctor. Lovely to have you on the line.
The Agricultural Research Council, as you know, is fairly strong in a lot of areas in agricultural research, and we develop a lot of products that are of interest to the agriculture sector, not only in South Africa, but also outside South Africa. It is for that particular reason that the AgriTech UK delegation wanted to meet with us to explore ways in which we could partner with each other around how we could get a lot of these products and make them accessible to a lot more farmers, not just in South Africa, but on the African continent, but as well as in other parts of the world, including the UK. So the issue was then, how do we explore synergies and partnerships with a particular focus on vaccines and vaccine development, with a focus on diagnostic tools, precision farming, and within a focus around ways in which we could bring scientists of a number of high-class institutions in the United Kingdom to work and partner with the scientists at the Agriculture Research Council to accelerate the development of new solutions for the agriculture sector, and how best can we find a way of packaging them or commercializing them such that they become affordable to farmers in South Africa, to farmers on the African continent, and we solve the problems faster.
I managed to meet very, very briefly with Janet while she was here in the Free State. And she said to me, you know, there's a lot that South Africa can learn from them, but there's a lot that they can learn from South Africa. And maybe you could give us a sort of a concrete example of the kind of things that they specifically would be able to take from South Africa and actually take to the UK and possibly then Europe and the rest of the world as well.
Well, for starters, many vaccines tend to be products that require to be handled through what we call a cold chain, meaning that they need to be refrigerated at all times and so on. One of the experiences that we have is working with such products in a manner that we try and develop them such that they become tolerant, or they can be very functional in the high temperatures such as we have. The UK is a relatively temperate climate, which is relatively cold. We are a subtropical to tropical kind of climate. And therefore, if we can be the ones that demonstrate that we show how to handle these things in our environment, those are the lessons they've been able to learn. But also, we now have the unique experience that is no longer easily found in developed countries, the experience and the ability, the capability to handle live viruses as they happen in the wild, as they happen among our livestock. Now, these are unique viruses that don't exist in the UK, and therefore they would then need to learn from us how these can be handled and how we would work with them in terms of developing the vaccines and packaging them in a manner that would be suitable for smallholder farmers in developing communities such as you'd find amongst our rural communities in South Africa and on the African continent. Those are very unique lessons, because those kinds of farmers work very, very differently, have different understandings and have different kind of skills levels as well, and therefore your ability to work with those kinds of customers, so to speak, is rather unique and is a quality that exists in South Africa, particularly the Agricultural Research Council, and we will be able to exchange those experiences with them. However, we will also be learning from them the ways in which we can commercialize things that would access global markets in a very sophisticated manner, incorporating high technology into some of the work that we do much faster than we ordinarily do.
UKTI, their main focus is also on enabling trade, growing it, and so on. What would be the benefit for the Agricultural Research Council in terms of having certain of its developments, certain of its products commercialized?
Well, in the first instance, if we commercialize these particular vaccines globally, you can just imagine the kind of income stream that it will bring into South Africa. So it becomes foreign income that will be coming into South Africa, which actually sustains both the Agricultural Research Council and South Africa's economy and keeps people employed in jobs. But also, the importance of it is that these particular products, the vaccines and the diagnostic tools that the ARC would be developing, would be made available to a much, much larger set of farmers, especially smallholder farmers, not only in South Africa, but on the continent and the world. So we would now have our products among farmers in all parts of the world.
Yes, so actually fulfilling a double goal over there. First of all, making money for the ARC, which will then obviously be ploughed back into
research.
Future research again. And then, of course, that other brilliant goal of getting these products out to the people who really need them, getting it out to people on the continent of Africa who really are in desperate need often of access to these kinds of vaccines.
The other thing is really the partnership, because the UK Agritech is very closely linked with very much leading research institutions in the UK. So it will be a one-stop shop to access scientists that are in leading institutions in the UK instead of us going institution by institution. So that accelerates the manner in which we would access science and technology, advanced science and technology, for our scientists to be able to accelerate the rate at which they'll be learning and exchanging information, but it also will accelerate the rate at which they were working and producing new products as well.
Dr. Moyipudi, it sounds like, you know, you've planted a seed now. It's in the process of germinating, and in time it is going to bloom into a beautiful flower to the benefit of agriculture in South Africa, in Africa, and then in the rest of the world as well.
And let's hope this will reduce the poverty amongst our rural poor and amongst our farmers.